God fair? Well, God is perfect in every way, so he must at least be fair, right? But in the parable of the landowner in Matthew's Gospel today, God seems to be portrayed as acting in a way that could seem a little unfair. If I were to work a full shift in a strenuous job, working outside in the heat all day, and a co-worker of mine would work 1 hour, and that co-worker would be paid the same amount that I'm paid, I'd feel like something's a little wrong there. Even if I'm being paid an adequate wage, what justification can the employer have for paying this other person so much more per hour? That doesn't seem fair. But if we think that way in the spiritual life, we're starting to miss the point. If we go into our relationship with God thinking about fairness and about what's owed, then we're already going astray from the get-go. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, when you give alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Also a little confusion. What's going on? He's talking about rewards here still. A long time ago, I read a really beautiful discussion of this passage by the English Dominican friar, Gareth Moore. He says this, you yourself must be unaware of what you are doing when you give alms, in the sense that you are not conscious of yourself as doing something meritorious, worthy of praise. But then, too, you have your reward, the reward of self-approval for doing something good. Now, what is Moore's proposal for how to achieve this? He says, to seek a reward from God is not to seek a reward at all. The language of rewards is being used in order to encourage people to forget all about rewards. So what is our reward? Well, as long as you're asking that question, you're probably not going to find out. The workers in the parable of the landowner were thinking about rewards, about fairness, and who's owed what. Their mistake was not to say that it's unfair. If it were about fairness and who gets to go home with what, then the landowner was being unfair. But no, their mistake was to think about fairness in the first place. Jesus portrays the landowner as giving the same rewards to everyone in order to show us that if we start thinking about rewards in the spiritual life, God is going to give us a kind of blank screen, like when you push the wrong buttons on the computer, the screen goes blank. Well, it did that because you weren't playing by the rules of the program that you were on. One of the rules of the spiritual life is not to think about what you're going to get out of it if you pray, go to church, and love God and neighbor. If you think that way, you're missing the point. But that's not the end of the story I want to tell today. It is, as it were, the cross chapter of the story. But there's a resurrection chapter. God does not want to withhold any good thing from us. I couldn't help but notice that just as the workers complained to the landowner in the parable, the Israelites complained or grumbled against God in the wilderness. But here, the picture is very different. Complaining worked. God answered their concerns with the manna in the wilderness. So while it is true that in order to get our heavenly reward, we have to stop thinking about rewards, it's also true that doing that is kind of humanly impossible. So as we slowly learn the way of Christ, the complaint and grumbling are human nature. And although this complaining and grumbling will only pull us back spiritually, God knows this and reaches all the way to our grumbling, all the way through our human nature and our lack of trust, like the capillary action of water on one end of a towel, slowly creeping its way all the way to the other end. The living water from God suffuses the towel of our sinfulness and blesses us even here with manna to satisfy our souls. This extraordinary display of grace and love moves us to trust God even more and to rely on our natural reward-seeking behavior even less. This is the process. We die to ourselves. for a natural reward-seeking behavior, and suddenly find, to our surprise, that we have everything we needed and wanted. This moves us to die for ourselves again and again. The slow, patient way of Christ is a way of endless stumbling, endless grumbling, but also endless forgiving, endless grace, and endless grateful giving of ourselves to God. Amen.